The U.S. dollar is trading mixed into the North American session, with the euro holding up relatively firm after another round of softer than expected European inflation data, while the yen remains under pressure as wide interest rate differentials continue to dominate. U.S. equity futures are modestly higher following Monday's broad-based rally on Wall Street, with investors maintaining a constructive risk tone despite expectations that the Federal Reserve will keep policy restrictive for longer. The main focus in Europe has been inflation. Preliminary June data from France, Germany, and Italy all pointed to a further easing in price pressures, reinforcing the view that tomorrow's Eurozone CPI report is unlikely to produce an upside surprise. That has further reduced expectations for an ECB rate hike in July, with policymakers instead appearing comfortable assessing incoming data over the summer before deciding whether another move is warranted later in the year. Comments from Philip Lane, Nagel, Pierre Wunsch, and another ECB official all acknowledge that the sharp retreat in energy prices should help the inflation outlook while avoiding any commitment to near-term tightening. Elsewhere, the UK confirmed first quarter GDP growth of 0.6%, providing additional evidence that activity has remained resilient despite restrictive financial conditions. In Asia, the focus remained on Japan, where Bank of Japan policymaker Sato reiterated that excessive short-term currency volatility is undesirable, although there was no suggestion of any imminent policy response. The remarks did little to support the yen, with markets continuing to focus on the significant yield advantage enjoyed by the U.S. dollar. China's latest data did little to materially alter the broader macro picture, leaving investors focused on external demand and the global growth outlook. Geopolitical risks have remained in the background following the recent easing in tensions between the United States and Iran. While the ceasefire remains fragile and diplomatic efforts continue, the collapse in oil prices from their conflict highs has significantly reduced inflation concerns across the global economy, easing pressure on central banks outside the United States and supporting broader risk sentiment. Attention now turns to the North American data calendar, with the latest U.S. JOLTS job openings and Conference Board Consumer Confidence Survey expected to provide fresh insight into labor market demand and household sentiment. Investors will also monitor any further headlines from the ECB Sintra Forum ahead of tomorrow's Eurozone inflation report, while broader market focus continues to build toward this week's U.S. employment data, which remains the key event for expectations surrounding the Federal Reserve's policy outlook. That's all for now.